Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That was always the kind of shit that I would get called in for at auditions for Disney. Like, that would be the shit that, like, if I'd like gotten further, like, that's the shit I would have been doing. I would have been, like, doing
tracks. I love that.
Like, I've been called in for Cirque du Soleil singer a few times, and, like,
really?
And a couple times I of course didn't get through, but then a couple times I just didn't even go to the callback because I'm like, I don't want to do that. Not that.
I think that would be amazing. Well, that was a little American adventure from Epcot at Disney World in honor of Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Are we supposed to like Memorial Day?
Well, you can like it. It's more about honoring it. And then there's a whole controversy whether you should say Happy Memorial Day or not, because you're not really happy, right?
Sure.
That our service members have died. But we'll just say thank you for your service. And we're remembering and honoring all of those who have served and who have passed.
So it's like Remembrance Day in Canada.
Yes. I don't
and
know.
And we all wear poppies.
Oh, yeah, of like course.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. When is that? What day of the year is that?
I don't fucking know.
Well, you better find out because you're going to be a Canadian again soon.
I know. Let me quickly tell you, when I first got to high school, I auditioned for, like, this Remembrance Day celebration that was, like, basically a pep rally, but it's, like, it was thing done by the drama team, and I auditioned as one of the singers. There was, like, 15 angels that had to come in and sing, and I didn't even make that cut, so I got the part of Dead Soldier.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I'm an actual singer. At that point, I'd been, like, taking voice lessons for, like, 10 years.
Dead Soldier?
I was a dead soldier.
We're like, you know what?
Like, I fought.
She's got the right. She's got the right coloring for it. The right expression. The right paleness.
Yeah, no, let's give the girl with severe Tourette's part of still body.
Well, hold on. I mean, speaking of Canada, I was trying to give you a little segue there because I don't know if everyone knows.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure I've said it, but who knows where and who knows on what podcast, but. Real quickly, real quick breakdown. My landlord messaged me how many weeks ago? Is this 3 weeks?
Maybe yeah, two, three weeks ago.
3 weeks, and she called me, and she told me, your upstairs neighbors are leaving, and I'm selling the house. And I went into, like, a deeper depression than I think I realized I was in. And I couldn't leave my bed. Honestly, Jody, like, if I didn't have you to talk to and laugh with at least 1 hour a day, I don't know what would have happened. At least I could laugh, and, like, laugh a little bit. So I, like, thank you for that, and, like, thank God for the podcast. But then it just kept getting, I mean, my body was just feeling, like, achy, and I was starting to feel my organs.
Hold on, let me grab my adult-sized diapers, because I'm about to put one on and drive across the country. You're making me very concerned. No. Are you okay?
No. I promise this has a happy ending. I was just not doing good that week. And I'm sure you could tell. I was so, like,
well,
I was really
ton.
Trying to not.
You own a business. So it's not like you could just be like, okay. Oh, hey, I'm giving my 2 weeks notice. I'm leaving.
Right. So it was like, well, I either move to a new apartment or I sell my business and move back to Canada. And it seems like the writing on the wall has been telling me to move back to Canada for, like, now what? Do I commit to a new apartment? Like, when I haven't lived in Canada in 20 years, I haven't lived there. And I'm like, this seems like the time. COVID happened. I just started rebuilding. It just, and I was at the point where I hadn't hung out with anyone, and not even before COVID. I was more depressed than I think I realized I was. Mm. And, but I was so, like, comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And then I started getting so panicky. And then and then I had my COVID shot. Then I started losing hearing in my ear a couple days later.
Then you had a man move into your apartment.
Then that guy was a dick about it. Yeah, he's like, this is a lot for me to process, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and he also proposed via text.
Yeah, and then he proposed. So we have talked about this.
This has been a lot.
But this is heading towards something better. So then my COVID shot, and then the Costa chondritis. I don't know why I didn't realize that this is all related to the fact that I was, like, having, like, an actual meltdown. So I started losing hearing in my ear, and I went to the doctor just to be like, hey, I just had my COVID shot and now I've lost hearing in my ear. Do you think it's related? Can I get something for that? So they pull me in and she tries to take my weight. And I was like, I said it perfectly. I don't give consent to you can say that. You can say, no, I don't want to. You can, like, say, and she was like, yeah. Okay. But you can say, no, I don't need to have my weight taken. Cause I just didn't even want to, like, deal with that. Yeah. I'm like, if you tell me my weight right now, like, that
you
might
can't take that on at this point.
So,
right.
Yeah. So we get in there and she takes my blood pressure and I was like, it's going to be high. Cause it's always like a little high. It's always like in the 130s. And then she's like, okay, so it's like 160. And I was like, okay, well, you know, fine. Like, I'm stressed out. And then she's like, I'm just going to take it one more time. So then she takes it again, and it was, like, at 180. And she's like, whoa. She's like, I'm going to come back in 5 minutes, and just you kind of relax, and I'll come back. And then it was at 200 over, like, one something.
Oh, Jesus.
And she was like, oh, my God. And she's like, are you on any hypertension medication? I was like, no. She's like, how do you feel? Do you feel fine? And I was like, yeah, I feel fine, which I obviously didn't because I could feel every organ in my body. Then the doctor comes in, and she was so nice. And she's like, okay, we're all good. She's like, I heard you're moving to Canada because – that morning, I had texted my landlord, and I was like, I am not leaving until August 31st, and you can't kick me out, because that's the COVID laws, and that's the state of New York, and I've consulted a lawyer, and I was such a bitch about it. And then she got upset at me. She's like, how did you turn on me so quickly? And then I called her crying and being like, I'm so sorry that I said that to you. I can't believe I said that. I'm just so stressed. And anyway, so we made up. Then I went to the doctor, and then she's like, yeah, so this COVID thing that has been happening with people's ears, like, here's a bunch of medications. We're going to need to talk about your blood pressure. She's like, are you under a lot of stress and anxiety? And I was like, yeah, and I just started crying. She put me on blood pressure meds and anxiety meds.
Yay, and welcome.
Yeah.
We're and so happy to have
so
you.
And I was so sick the next 2 days. Like, ugh. So sick. Like, I felt like I wasn't hungover, but, like, I think my body was just adjusting to it, and then I was even more depressed. And then it was, I'm gonna, like, cry when I say this. I woke up, like, 2 days ago, and I just felt like, I was like, oh, I was, like, happy. I felt happy.
Oh,
I was, like, crazy. I'm like, anxiety meds work. They work.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. My blood pressure is, like, no, like, my body feels like a body. And, like, yesterday I moved all my shit out of my garage onto the street, and I've been dreading doing that for 3 weeks, and I physically couldn't have done that a week ago. Like, I physically couldn't, because my body was in so much pain. Like, every muscle in my body, like, I would be like, I'm sure you could see me during the podcast, I'd just be, like, massaging different parts of my body because, like, different muscles were hurting. And I just did it yesterday. I would have been winded walking to the street,
yeah,
like, carrying a suitcase just out to the garage. And I did it. And I was, like, ready to do it. I like, cleared out a bunch of other shit. Like, yeah. I cleaned my whole house. I, like, it was just, I'm so happy.
Glad.
I'm anxiety meds.
Really,
I feel
relieved.
So good. I feel
little
so
tip,
good. Like, I wish
someone... Make sure you take that anxiety medication, and obviously your
at
blood
the same
pressure.
Time.
Same time every day. Do not skip that stuff, because you will feel wild. Not good.
Like, up?
No. Like I get really weird, creepy, realistic dreams. I'll wake up and sweating all over the place.
Oh,
like, your body
gotcha,
will go
gotcha.
Into withdrawal really easily. So put it next to your toothbrush.
Great.
Make sure you just take it same time every single day.
Yeah, and I'll put a note on my phone. But, like, it was,
good.
Like, so
I'm
weird
happy.
Waking up that day and just feeling like, oh, like, it was really just, like, the sun was out. It was so weird.
Oh,
so
you're going to make me really cry. Happy.
No, it's good. It's good. I didn't realize how depressed I was, I think.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, my mom was having like a panic attack because like I was like, my blood pressure's at 200.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, you could have had a stroke. And so I'm like, now I can, I get up every morning and I do stuff. Instead of just, like, laying in bed all day and, like,
you know what, though? Being in pain. A lot of that, too, I'm sure, obviously, a lot of this, just all the stuff going on in your life and the blood pressure and everything else. But this year has taken a huge toll on people. And every doctor right. I talk to, even, like, my kids' doctors for whatever, have said the same thing. People are not going to realize the emotional and mental toll it has taken on people. We won't know for, like, years to come because... But, you know, yeah. as with anything, whether it's grief or whatever it is that you're going through, you're in it and you're just like, boop, 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 boop. I got to do what I got to do to like get through the day. Yeah. You don't have time to process what's been going on.
And you become so used to just feeling depressed yeah. that you're like, this is just normal.
Right.
And I was in this holding pattern where like, if I'd stayed here, I wouldn't have hung out with anyone probably ever, like for like years. Like I'm going to go home and I'm going to have friends there. Right. I'm going to have my family like right around me. Like I'll be like, living my life instead of just like waking up doing a bunch of dog walks. Like you're the only person I really talk to
oh.
that I like hang out with. If I didn't have you to hang
Same.
Out with,
yeah.
I would just not talk to anyone at all. Like I would just be here with the dogs, which is fine. But like, holy shit. And I called my mom and I told her and she was like so happy. She's like, thank God. She's like, I've been so worried.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that I could clean out my garage without being in pain.
Right.
Like you don't like, I don't know. I don't know if you even like, can understand that. Like I couldn't have walked from my garage to
oh no I've had like windy. Severe anxiety depression kind of stuff in yeah. my life for sure. What what month is Calgary Rodeo or whatever you call it?
Oh, Stampede. It's actually it's restarting. Last year was the first year that they had to cancel it since like 150 years
wow.
or however many. So they're like, even when Calgary flooded a few years ago, they still managed to hold the Stampede, but they had to cancel it last year. So they're doing it again this year. I think it's in August. So I'll be there. Oh no, I won't be there for it, but I mean, still.
Okay. Well, 2022, I'm coming. We're
yeah.
gonna bolo tie
no?
it up.
No, no kids.
No.
Yeah, we're gonna bolo tie the shit out of that.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
I can't drink now.
Ever?
I'd rather not.
Well, maybe I won't come then.
No, well, we'll see how the year goes.
Well, our friendship just took a turn. Okay, no, I'm totally kidding. Okay, hold on. All right, so that was heavy and deep, but I'm All glad right. you shared.
That was heavy and deep, but yeah, I just wanted to like, I don't know what podcast I talk about this stuff on.
No, I'm
And
glad
this
you
one's
did.
Available to everyone, yeah. so everyone at least knows that. And that's why my Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom thing hasn't happened, because I could not get out of bed. I did not have the emotional wherewithal to do something by myself.
I get it, yeah.
And like, you know, so that's yeah. why, and it'll be back. I was going to try to do one today, but then somebody picked up my Peloton, and then this happened, and then this happened, and this
come
happened.
Come on, so where is our free content that you don't need to give us?
No, I know.
Jeez.
Everyone's been really patient, but it'll pop up as a surprise one day.
All right. And, a little nifty-gifty when we're least expecting it.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
so
at least
I am,
for now, we have all this.
I am dying to know what your latest obsession is, because you texted me, oh my God, I can't wait to tell you something.
So you want to talk about that first, or do you want to do Teen Mom first and get out of the way?
I don't know if
like
I can
end with Teen
I don't know
Mom?
If I can wait that long. I've been waiting.
You're going to be like, that's what it is?
No, I got to know.
I mean,
know.
It's a TV
gotta
show.
Know.
Okay, well, I need to preface this first. Okay, and okay, I just need you to not be cynical about it, because I promise I was so cynical about okay. it. I would see like commercials for this and I'd be like, what the fuck is this show? That looks so stupid. And it's like already on its fifth season. And so like, it was a couple days ago, like I think it might have been the first day that I was feeling good.
Okay.
And I was like falling asleep and I'm like, I just need something to, just that I can kind of fall asleep to that I don't really care about. And I turned on the finale, because it had just come out and it was just up on Hulu, like the finale of The Masked Singer.
Okay, no, I don't, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever seen it?
My
hope was that you'd be like, we love that show, and we could talk
I feel like it is something I would love. I have seen some episodes.
Okay.
But I just haven't had the time to, like, sit down and go through it. But you know why?
Totally.
Because it's on a regular channel, right?
But it's on Hulu.
Well, see, now that I know that, I would watch it. But, like, I can't watch a show
and
then watch
commercials.
I can't do it.
Like, that's what your TRP assignment is for this week. I'm already telling you.
Okay.
That. It's season two, episode four. And I don't even want to really talk about any... I don't want to spoil it. Like, okay, so a few months ago, somebody posted on my We Love to Hate Teen Mom group, like, Amanda, I saw this this show, and then they just said this.
Okay.
And then somebody underneath was like, spoiler alert. And I was like, what kind of dork cares about The Masked Singer? And now I'm like... whoa, that was like not cool, man, to put a spoiler like that. So when we talk about it, I just want everyone to know, like, it'll be spoiler heavy. But for now, I need to preface. So you're getting season two. Season two is the best season.
And it's on season five right now. Like, I know Caitlyn Jenner
just finished season five.
Was in a season, right?
Oh,
shit.
Don't tell me that, though. I haven't seen all of them yet. I've been kind of poking around.
Well, I thought you just said that you watched five seasons. Well, listen,
I've been watching lots over and over and over and over again.
I could be totally
once
wrong.
Because you find out who wants...
Because I watch a lot of MSNBC and read the Huffington
Post.
I
think I know who you're thinking about, and it's Caitlyn Jenner adjacent, but it's not her.
Okay.
But here's what I like about it, okay? It's that... there are celebrities in here. Okay, first of all, the judging panel, you have to just erase them from your head. Jenny McCarthy is a fucking monster. She's a monster because of the vaccine thing, but also she is, oh, they need to get her out of there. She is so annoying, but you have to just erase them from your head.
Okay.
Erase them. Robin Thicke is awesome, and I'm okay with Ken Jeong. He gets annoying too, but like, fine.
Robin Thicke.
And then there's the Hershinger.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nicole Hershinger. She's the other one. She's okay, too. It's Jenny McCarthy. It's so...
who was originally in Eden's Crush, which was Making the Band, which was another reality show that...
Nicole Hershinger.
Yeah. She was in Making the Band.
She's fine.
And I cried at that finale, and one of my best friends, who was my college roommate, still to this day makes fun of me because they were wearing their little butterfly tops, and they're going, get over yourself, goodbye. It must be hard to be you, yeah, living in... And they had the whole video for the final episode, bawling. So it was like one of the most emotional moments of my life, seeing that video.
And it's a thing that you can watch with your whole family. And, like, the investment I have in these things, like, I am so invested. And these people are... I originally thought that, even season one, I thought it would just be all D-listers. But they're not. The people they even get for season one is shocking. But, and, like, as they go on, they're getting...
Yeah.
It's A-list all the way. Okay. There's maybe one or two B-list people in each season, but everyone is A-list, in my opinion.
Some of these people
are like Aretha Franklin level.
Right. It had been the first season that I saw an episode or two, and then the kids went online and they gave me the spoiler. They're like, the bumblebee is... I don't even remember. But, okay, I'm not judging you as much. I thought you were going to say something like, I binged two guys, a girl, and a pizza place or something. Obscure show that was only on a season or two.
I'm so invested because it's these celebrities who a lot of them have been kind of disgraced at some point, or just people that I know you don't like. But then, like,
Rob Blagojevich,
guess who they are?
Is Rod Blagojevich?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, all right, never mind.
But before they sing, they give little clues. Like, you know, back when I was a kid, or like, you know, the universe hated me, and then I was working so hard to get back. But now I nobody knows who I am, so they just have to concentrate on my talent. And you kind of just get to, like, see these people as people. Even people that I don't necessarily like, I kind of like now, because I'm like, okay, like, you're a real person with, like, a story, and you have talent, and you care so much about this.
Okay, two questions. First one, do they disguise the voice when the person is doing these little speeches?
Yeah, you have to, it's like that warbly voice. It's kind of weird. You have to get over it.
Okay.
But also, the costumes are so
elaborate,
amazing. And, like, you fall in love with these costumes. Like it's not weird watching them sing because you kind of get used to them and you see them as actual, like, characters.
Okay, now I'm cringing. Like, you fall in love with the costume of these people. If I start watching this thing and someone comes out as like a anime rat, And I learned that you're like, I fell in love with Rat
but
Girl.
But it's not like that. They're all like, they're all such intricate costumes. Okay. They're not like as stupid as you think they are. They're like amazing costumes.
Okay, second question.
And they're expressive. Like, they're able to express in them.
Okay.
Not facially, but like, you feel their, you feel a personality.
The energy. The essence.
The essence.
Okay. Second question. Was Carney Wilson one of these mass singers?
I'm not telling you anything. I'm just not telling you anything.
Only because she's the first celebrity that came to mind that'd be like, oh yeah, she totally do the mass singer. Just tell me.
There's a... I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you anything.
Great. Okay.
But there's a few shockers. There was a shocer yesterday that I like was like, what? 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 Like, I was blown away. But okay, so here's like the second part of this. I'm going to put a spoiler in. Well, no, I won't even do this. I'll talk about this on TRP. I was up last night. Last night I had like an actual like religious experience with one of these songs. And I sat up watching it. I think I've watched it 150 times since I saw it first last night.
Okay. Okay.
I was bawling but I felt like it was meant for me to see last night. Cause it was about like just staying positive and like when it's dark, make sure it's okay. So I'm in love. I bought a t-shirt with thingamajig on it. I bought a t-shirt with this character thingamajig on it. I already bought it. I bought it overnight because he sung this song called Rainbow that I saw last night. And I was like,
Rainbow?
What? Yeah, it's by Kacey Musgraves.
Okay.
That version is also insane.
I've heard the name, but sure. Okay.
Oh, you have to listen to it. But I want you to watch the episode. Oh, maybe I should just send you the song. I want you to watch the episode I send you, but then I need to send you the song. And you just, there's no way anyone can watch. If you just look up thingamajig Rainbow and watch that.
Okay.
I can't imagine any, I know it sounds really silly. If anyone can watch that without like being emotionally moved, and you have to ignore the fact that
just close my
going
eyes
back and forth to the judges. No, you should watch it too, because it's beautiful.
John Legend.
The set pieces are so...
Is thingamajig John Legend?
John Legend. No, I won't tell you who it is, but
okay.
But I won't even tell you what genre he's in, because now I'm obsessed with that genre and you're gonna hate that.
Country.
No.
But what genre?
Well, okay, I'll say it now. I'm gonna say spoiler right now.
Christian
spoiler,
rock.
Spoiler,
pop.
Spoiler. No.
Smooth jazz.
Spoiler, spoiler. He's a basketball player for the Indiana Pacers. I was up until 4 a.m. last night watching a 45-minute clip show of him playing basketball. And I cried.
Listen, I can't laugh because...
I cried every time he made a basket.
When I find out about someone, I dig deep. Like, I will find... Yeah, I'll become obsessed. Listen, when my kids...
Oh, you're going... Wait until you see him take off his head at the end. He looks up and, like, smiles, and he's the most... Perfect. I mean, he's very much your type. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Got it.
Specimen. And just
he could star in Hamilton, is what you're saying.
And I think he has maybe my favorite voice in the whole. Like, he's the best singer I've ever heard in my life, and he's also the star of the Indiana a star of the Indiana Pacers. So he's also like he's amazing at two things.
Whoa. Okay.
And I just want to like leap on him. He's like 27, but still, I'm like
that's allowed. He's of age.
I know it's allowed.
He's totally allowed.
But
listen, when I love someone and I get into it and I'm watching, binging things like I did when Paige was really young, she really got into the Wiggles, which was like a little late. They were kind of already a big thing and they weren't really a big thing anymore. But she loved it. And I found out everything about every fucking Wiggle. I knew that Anthony founded it. And like I knew about all their wives, partners. I mean, same thing. I was looking up YouTube clips. They were teachers. And they. So, yeah, I get it. And everything I thought was so charming.
Yeah, we're the same. Okay, good. Yeah, because this is just the most earnest and charming show.
All right.
Like, you and like some of these, and some, the performances are epic. There's no bad performance. They're all, and like the amount of choreography and like lighting and set pieces that go into this is like a fucking $1 billion show. I don't know how they're producing
it. We're going to have to put
some, to over the judges,
some spoiler alerts on here because remember when we spoiled the ending to Dinosaurs, the TV show?
Did somebody get mad at us?
Not the mama. No, I'm just joking. But I didn't know that. I don't think I remembered that. And you're like, yeah, they all died. They went extinct at the end.
I don't know how anyone doesn't remember that. That still haunts me. But anyway, I'm so glad that you're not being an asshole about this, because last night I was like, I kept watching the song Rainbow, and I was like, I want Jodie to see this so bad. I want her to watch it so bad, but I don't know if, like, I'll be able to take it if she doesn't like it, if she says anything bad about it. Like,
the only thing that I do not like at all that you love are the Doughboys. I just don't get it. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't want them to die, but I just don't get it.
Right. But this isn't comedy. This isn't anything get. This is just, look at this amazing fucking thing. And the whole audience, you can feel while he's singing this is like, and then the judges are like, ooh! And Jenny McCarthy's like, oh my God. And Robin Thicke is like, shh.
Like, shut. All right. I'm in. I'm in. I think I would much rather watch that than 90 Day Fiancé, which you're not even watching anymore.
Oh God.
It's really
I've been watching only The Masked Singer for the past 3 days on a loop, and I will watch. This will be my new Doughboys. Are you okay with that?
That's
fine.
And I
can send you clips of Masked Singer, and you can.
I'll allow it.
Like, here's a good clip of this.
I will allow it.
Okay, cool.
As long as you try out some Judge Judy. Just every once in a while. Just turn it on. You'll have a blast.
Judge Judy?
Okay.
I don't watch cable, but fine.
90 Day
Let's
Fiancé.
Talk about, do you want to talk about 90 Day Fiancé? Well, I haven't watched it.
There's
I watched,
really not sorry. Much to talk about. There's really not much to talk about at all. Because Libby and Andre and her family are all fake, and they're all phony, and it's all BS. Angela getting her plastic surgery. She's still doing the plastic surgery
I saw
thing.
That episode.
Oh,
her
oh, no.
coming out of that.
It's not still that episode. It is, she's still there recovering. That's all we're seeing
but her,
is
but
this.
But her, like, waking up from the surgery, she looked, okay, mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess trigger warning. She looks like the picture of Aunt Diane.
Oh my God.
From Does
There's
she
Something
not,
Wrong with Aunt Diane.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she.
That, like, oh, that's the image that immediately slapped into my head right after that.
That like, is whoa. Haunting.
Yeah.
That image that I was not prepared for, that there was no warning.
The Diane thing? Yeah,
there's no warning on it. You're going to see this. Yikes. Yeah, there's really nothing to say about that entire series. It's so bad. Except Tiffany, who you may not even remember. She's the guy that's married to the South, or she is married to the guy that's a South African, and he is just on the other end of the TV all the time.
Oh, the curvy girl?
Yes. She loves a cold shoulder.
She's gorgeous.
Her daughter bangs. Mm. Her daughter, who I call She Bangs, who I think she knows that she bangs because last night was the first time her bangs were actually pulled off of her forehead.
Mm.
She meets with her dad to ask her dad if he will be the sponsor for Ronald. And her dad is quite possibly the sexiest man I've ever seen. He's this Latino guy. Actually, do you know Leah Remini's husband? Do you know what he looks like? Okay.
No.
Well, he's like a sexier Leah Remini's husband. This guy is so freaking hot. I don't know how. Like, I feel like if he were my dad, I would be attracted to him. I'd be like, well, this is going to be awkward because you're freaking sexy.
Well, Jody, wait until you lay your eyes upon a thingamajig.
Okay. I mean, listen.
He's sexy in the costume.
Okay. It's going to be really bad, but I guess this kind of transitions to Teen Mom because I would say Tiffany's dad looks an awful lot like an older Lincoln. And we
sexy
all
baby.
Know
sexy
Lincoln.
Football, baby.
trigger warning, guys, but it's. We are just reporting the facts, and don't go reporting us like we're some weird women who are into this sort of thing. It is just a fact that Lincoln on Teen Mom is, he was a sexy baby.
He was a sexy baby.
Sexy, that's it.
Hot.
That's it. He's a hot kid.
Fire.
We are not sexually attracted to him in any way, but visually.
But if I was his age, I would be like in love with him, and he would never even give me the time.
Yeah, like visually. He's a sexy baby. He just is. Did you see him coming off the football field? I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, no, you told me to. Yeah, you're like, we got some football vibes.
He can get it. I mean, put a couple feet and a decade or two on him and sexy baby.
I can't believe I watched 4 episodes of Teen Mom
today. I can't believe you did.
That cut into 4 hours of Masked Singer that I could have been watching. I could have watched Rainbow 80 times.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. We're going to talk a little bit about Teen Mom. We're not doing a recap here because this season is so bad. It's right up there with 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Doesn't need to be on.
Let's do a... I want to do a 3-2-1 on who we think is getting the best edit this season. You can take a second.
The best edit. Okay, best edit.
Yeah.
Okay. Three.
3-2-1.
Leah.
Kaylin. Leah? I think she's getting the worst. Are you goddamn... Are you being facetious? Are you being facetious? Leah Messer. Leah Messer? That's who you said is getting the best... I said best edit.
Yeah.
Leah, you think Leah's getting a good edit?
For Leah, yes, of course.
What are you talking about? I think they knew exactly what they were doing last season with all the like public service announcement, and now they're like having her double down on it.
Do they?
They have to. Those producers aren't. Those producers are not in any way earnest or good people.
Even Chilinski?
Who's Chilinski?
Excuse me? Now I'm pissed. Now I'm offended. Bab's favorite producer? Remember? Kristen! Remember Kristen?
Oh, is that her last name? Chilinski?
Yes! She showed up at Bab's house. Remember when she got the treehouse or the little playhouse in the backyard?
And
she's
and Bab said Chilinski.
She's like, Chilinski! Right. Look at me! What are you doing here?
Hey, I
hear your voice.
Me and her have similar names. Kaczynski and Chilinski.
Exactly. All right, well.
Our ancestors are probably neighbors.
True. And I was a Glazinski and a Goligoski. Okay, anyway. Okay, let's just talk about Kale very briefly. Who? Huge. Okay, huge news this season. I'm building a house and Isaac got a phone. The end.
Hey, you know what I like about that phone storyline, though, is that we found out that Isaac got a phone through one sentence instead of a 3-episode arc.
Yeah. You know what I also like seeing? That her podcast is full of shit because Joe comes on to record an episode with her and V, who have rented out an office space for a podcast. And, I mean, you can't
go
just...
remote.
And they're both sitting at the table with their microphones, just, like, swinging the microphones around. Like, obviously, you don't edit your own podcast because... Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you cannot move. Oh, you and I barely breathe when we record this because we're like, oh, God, you're going to hear everything.
My hope, like, when I go to Canada, I would like to have a handheld mic, actually.
Don't you think that'd be, like, banging around everywhere?
Actually, yeah, I guess I probably shouldn't because I'm so expressive.
Yeah, I know I
tell Amanda to stop pounding the fucking table. I want to get a mic stand.
This is going to start getting boring, but I had one of those, but the same thing. If you touch anything that the stand is touching or clipped onto, then it just thuts. Anyway, about this whole podcast episode, they're like, oh yeah, open communication, co-parenting, blah, blah, blah. And they turn it off. They're like, okay, see you next time. Baby mama coffee drama or whatever.
Baby mama.
And then Jill's like, so we need to talk about this phone. I don't know if we're on the same page. Then it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Weren't you supposed to talk about that on the podcast, that you disagree on this phone thing? Way to go for being so honest about your relationship and your co-parenting. They saved it to talk about off-air.
Also, I don't listen to that podcast at all, but I did. I have been, I always read all the message boards and
God, look at you.
But I do, I follow Facebook groups, so I did see that. Recently, V and Kale both each took turns doing the podcast because they were in a fight. Shocker.
Wait.
It's all about communication.
I thought that was baby mama, no coffee drama.
No, I think they were just taking a break. It was just scheduling.
Right. No drama.
It had to do with Joe. It had to do with Joe, shockingly. Weird.
God.
So weird. I thought she really had this under control.
I think we need to figure out what Joe's genetic background is in... get some stem cells from his belly button or something, because his face keeps lifting higher and higher. Like, if you could somehow duplicate that in any aging person over the age of 40, they would pay $1 million for that. Like, he doesn't age. He's reverse aging. He's getting more tightened.
And Isaac looks identical to him. Like, he makes his exact facial expression.
Isaac's so... he's gotten so much cuter. He was not a sexy baby.
Oh, no. He was Vern Troyer baby. Which is absolutely not a sexy baby.
People are going to love us.
I'm sorry.
In those
he looks
here.
Exactly... Oh, God. I can't imagine there's any new people listening to us. Are there people? Are there new people here?
Let us know.
Is there anyone that found us randomly that only listens to this? That has no context for any of this? Because I'm sure it's pretty jarring.
Yeah.
This episode starts with me crying, by the way. I'm sorry. Was that awkward?
No. No, we're all family here.
I wasn't sobbing. I was just tearing up. What was I going to say? I think that Kale's getting the best edit because her kids are so fucking well-behaved. And Isaac is carrying this show right now.
Oh,
Isaac
is carrying Kale's section. Like, he deserves to renovate a whole home himself and pick out everything. Which he didn't really get to pick out, by the way. That wasn't letting him pick shit out.
Here's the five choices that I made. She's like, what do you think of these two? Pushes one toward him.
She's like, the black chevron or the black chevron? She could pull
this white tile.
She's like a year and a half too late to pull that off. I knew immediately as soon as she brought that box out, I was like, wait, he didn't go? And then when she brought it out, I was like, girl, he's like 9 or 10. You can do that up until they're like 7 and a half. And then they're going to call you on that shit.
Where they can just point it. Yeah, but he's so sweet. And I do appreciate that she's like, you know, talking. Well, I'm actually surprised that Isaac's in basketball. But she's like, you know, talking around the fact that, like, you know, like, Lincoln does more like outdoorsy things. And Isaac's more sensitive. And he likes more like indoorsy stuff. But I mean, he's like, I got into drawing.
Yeah.
It's just, he's such a good boy.
He is a good boy. I can actually see him getting into like chess or something like that. He'd probably be really good at that because he's smart.
Look, he's joined the mix
here. And he's seen his mom play some real mental games his entire life.
Yeah, but she's so good with them. She's so good with them.
Oh, she is. She's a very good mom. Her kids are super cute. Jade, she's having the reverse problem as Joe. Joe's face is like going up this way, and I swear to God, her face is melting. She is so sad and miserable.
I agree, because when they show the flashback where she has the blonde hair, her face looks much more symmetrical and like
her eyes are dripping down. She is so miserable. Like, she's got jowls now, and I'm not saying like as a weight thing. Like, she is just so sad.
I think her weight pretty much just fluctuates 5 to 10 pounds like all the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure this is what my face looked like the past year. Just like she's so like worn out. Like, she looks very worn out emotionally and physically.
Well, what do you think about this whole thing? Because poor, what's his name? Sean?
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel bad for him that he proposed to her again, but he's like, I don't want an answer from you. No, don't answer me. Like, obviously he wants her to answer.
That's
because
he knew it was insane. He knew it was insane, though.
Yeah.
They haven't even said they're back together yet. Now he's going to, and then he says, I have a gift for her. It's not a gift. Ooh. You're going to propose marriage, and she knows it's a bad idea. And deep down he does too.
Yeah. Well, especially when she's sitting there immediately afterwards, sweating. And the producer's like, what just happened? She's like, well,
this is all really a...
He just asked me, and I mean, And then she goes...
And Sean's just like, yep, that's right.
She's like, I mean, I'm just like not really ready and everything. And she looks at him and she goes, but you know, we're homies. Fist bumps him.
And he was like, it seems like they've also never done that before, because they went for two different fist bumps. She went for like a side angled one, and then he went for like a...
Someone proposes to you and then says, well, I mean, you know, we're homies. Fist bumps.
Sounds like a no to me.
And then she says, you know, I just have like goals and things in my life that I want to do. Like, to me, it's just not that big of a deal that he proposed. It's not that big of a deal. Like, just say, I'm not that into you. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. She is stringing him along. Come on. For free daycare, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so that's enough of them.
How about when she calls her mom at one point, and she's like, yeah, everything's like going like crazy and like whatever. And then her mom's like, yeah, well, that sucks. Anyway, can me and Ron come do laundry at your house?
Oh, yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. Right, while she was moving, right? She was in the process of moving out of the house.
And she was like, oh my God. So watching her moving really, really made me feel like... I didn't even say this. My dad is coming out here August 31st. I rented a U-Haul, and we're driving across the country in my shitty car, a U-Haul, two cats,
and
Walter.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this.
It's going to be awful. But
speaking of chaos, in case you just heard some drilling in the background, I don't even think I told you this. Sorry, no. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But you're just going to be hearing some drilling on the other side of my wall in the garage, because while Dave is on a very long business trip, you hear it?
Yeah. It just sounds like there's an earthquake.
I am going to refinish and paint our kitchen cabinets. All of them. All like 42 drawers and cabinets. It's going to be a huge project.
Does he know that?
Well, he didn't know at first. Like, I was doing some sort of like Madoff level, you know, like money laundering, filtering here, there, everywhere to try to like relegate
moving things
small,
around.
Small purchases at a time. I was like doing it with like my PayPal. And, but yeah, he figured it out. But I'm doing this and I'm going to do it the right way. I've done furniture refinishing before. I'm getting the whole sprayer. I got the whole thing set to go. So he is.
Whoa.
You know, sorry, you guys. Listen, it's Memorial Day. We're bringing you something on a long weekend here. Yeah. He's hanging things for me so I can make my little spray booth and hang all my cabinets to dry. So sorry about that. But, you know, you're in the room where it happens. See what I did there.
What's it like to have a house? What's it like to have a home?
Really annoying, actually.
Yeah, it sounds annoying.
Because now we got to do siding next. It's like a whole thing. Ugh.
I'm just moving into a condo like two blocks from my mom, which seems like
that.
Maybe a great idea, but maybe a bad idea.
No, you're going to love it.
I don't have to do anything. Condo fees. Am I right?
Love that. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Ooh, can I say something really quickly? I forgot to say. I was going to say this at the top. I'm reopening my business in Canada when I get there, because I know I can do it.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
But I need to think of a name. So I need people to think of a name for me. I want it to sit. The logo is going to be animals, like a couple animals with cowboy hats on.
Oh, God.
I think it's cute because I want it to be local. So I want someone to think of what it's going
to
be.
Do they have to have cowboy hats, or could like Walter's little character have a bolo tie and have it say Walter?
Sure. Yeah. Cowboy theme. Just
but not
themed.
Okay. Maybe one of them has like a little head on. All of
and
them,
and then one of them is wearing
hats.
Like gingham. It's not going to be like, it's going to be like two or three animals, and it'll be
okay.
And
maybe
I'll hire a graphic artist.
Maybe
I'm not
one's got
this.
A bolo tie. Like Wally's got a bolo tie. Latrice has.
It's not Wally. It's just like a dog, a cat, and maybe like.
Well,
a...
make it Walter. Make it personal.
Fish.
Make it cute. It's you. It's your business, right?
All right. I guess. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But I just want it to be Calgary themed.
How is it? I am about to say, put Latrice in, have her have a little belt buckle for a collar or little cowboy boots. I'm thinking of Latrice,
oh,
and you're not.
Cute too.
You're like, fuck Latrice
no,
in the
that,
logo,
no, fine,
and here
yeah.
I'm okay.
Well, I don't want it to be pictures. I want it to be like drawings.
I know. It's like a little character drawing of them.
Right. I thought you wanted me to like set them up.
Yeah,
and, like,
I want
like
you to dress up Latrice
in
cowgirl boots.
And I'm just there like giving a thumbs Jesus. Up.
You just have like your hand
animals.
In the background holding them up. No. I mean like a caricature drawing, whatever of them.
Oh,
okay,
no,
never
I like
mind.
That. But I need a name that'll be like something about pets, and I need it to end with pet services. So like, like Stampede Animals Pet Service, or I Love Canada Pet Service, just something like,
okay,
something
Calgary, Canada, Justin Trudeau, Stampede.
People don't like him, though.
Okay. Well.
I was thinking I was going to do like a New York to Calgary thing, like
ooh.
But then that'd be too complicated. I was going to do like Big Apple.
The country mouse
like,
pet, or like,
that'd be cute.
Big Apple, Big Maple, Maple Leaf. Okay, so let's workshop
this. Yeah, so let's think of it, but it needs to end with pet services. So
it
really
has
only
to
be
pet services.
I want it to end with pet services because that's going to come up. That comes up the best on Google.
Okay, I like this.
Pet services. Yeah, so if anyone can, I'll send you something.
A bolo tie.
Give you like free month on Patreon. A bolo tie. Sure.
No, something that Daphne has knitted.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Oh, I could just go through. She has, her entire garage is filled.
Oh,
with
my
just,
God.
Like,
I'm inviting myself, and I'm absolutely, except I will need
just
to purchase a very heavy duty HEPA filter if I'm going to stay with you. I'm actually going to need to take the same tape and tarp, like I'm making my own spraying painting booth, but I'm just going to do that in your condo. It'll be like John Travolta in the Bubble Boy movie, just taped off.
I could just bring the cats over to my dad's house. But anyway.
Where are
okay,
we?
Okay, where were
oh,
we?
Oh, right.
Sorry.
So Teen Mom.
I don't know, we got off
How
topic.
Did we get here? How did we get off topic? Yeah, okay.
I actually genuinely just said that without being ironic.
Sorry, AJ Hater 32 or whatever your name is who left us the review. You know what you're getting when you come here. Oh, okay. So Brianna, her whole thing, although I still love her because I love my Brianna.
I love her too. At one point, somebody walks in and she's like, God, I have really bad diarrhea right now. I ate something with heavy cream in it. It was a bad idea. I was like, how can... I think this is why everyone doesn't like me, though. I'm like, this, okay, so I see why people don't like Brianna, and I'm pretty much the same Stop. Thing, so.
Sometimes
I don't go for days and weeks without washing my hair or bathing.
I think she just has greasy hair.
Well, she doesn't bathe. I don't care either.
Okay, sure. Well, Devon...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Forgot to pick up Nova. Nothing new. They go on this kayak trip, this kayak outing. That looked terrifying to me.
I would never do this.
Never.
I would never do this.
Never. I don't want to. I don't like canoes. I don't like paddle boats. What do they call it? Paddle boats, right?
Yeah. Have you seen the River Wild?
Have I seen the River Wild? Yes. I don't like open water.
Fucking great movie. Me neither.
I don't want
to do this.
Anything more open than a pool, I don't want to go. I'm not going in.
That is Meryl Streep, and Nick stars in that as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't, no. And the clear bottom? You want me to...
You didn't get my joke. I said Nick stars in it, meaning Kevin Bacon.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about being in that kayak, and I'm already sweating about it because I can't. I mean, the thought that someone would want to see the water below them, how deep it is, how murky it is, the creatures and the things floating around, who wants that?
I remember That's watching terrifying. Sesame Street as a kid and seeing this like segment where they were just showing somebody in a is it a kayak where you're just in that one little hole? It's just a single person and it's just the hole.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I don't know the difference quite between a canoe and a kayak. Is it a motion? Is it the oars? I don't know,
but I guess a single. But I remember seeing this guy like on whitewater rapids in one of those single things,
flipped over,
and then he gets flipped over. Do you remember this?
Well, I've seen this. Like, there's a certain technique that you have to do to flip back over.
He was under there for way longer than I wanted him, than I felt comfortable as a kid.
Right.
I was like, did they just watch someone die and they aired it on Sesame Street? I vividly remember that. And I was a kid.
Yeah. No, I don't like any of that stuff. One time, I might have told this story. One time, my brother and my mom and I were in Arizona, and we went on some like tubing excursion where you went on these big school buses and they take you out to. I think it was like the Rio Grande. I don't even know what it was, but it was like you go one way and it's a 4-hour thing and the other way is a 2-hour. And at one point they're like, oh, you'll know which way to go. One way there's rapids, one there's not. And we weren't prepared for this at all.
Oh, my God.
And they were just like black inner tubes, right? Well, we get out there and we see people who have obviously done this before who have brought rope. Like, they tie themselves all together. They got their coolers. They got the whole thing. No, it's just the three of us out there. No water, nothing. Like, just, we're thinking, like, we're just going to float down a lazy river. No. Like, the water, there were rapids that day. I remember. My mom and brother don't remember it that clearly. But we got, like, bumped apart. Because, and so now, it was just floating down a fucking river. Oh, it was terrifying.
Yeah, my friends used to, and I always planned to do it, and then it always fell through for me for some reason.
Oh, be glad you didn't do
it. But they would get, like, 8 tires and, like, put them together. And then in the middle, they'd have a tire with, like, beer and shit in it.
Yes, that's what these people had. This was this whole excursion thing.
Safe.
And then when we got all separated, thank God we went the one way that was only like a 2.5-hour thing. And my brother was able to like come and grab my tube and grab my mom's tube. And at one point, my mom's ass was hanging through the bottom and she hit like a really sharp rock. And I've never seen an ass bruised. It was the size of her cheek. It was so bad.
Like a league of their own.
Yeah, and then we had to wait for a school bus to come into the middle of the fucking desert and find us. And he's like, oh, it's a good thing because you would have been another 4 to 6 hours had you taken the other way. And somehow that made me panic more. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's deep in those parts. Christ. It could be like 60, 70 feet deep. And ever since then, I'm like, nope, never, ever, ever going
out in water. I've never liked open water. It scares me. Never. You can't see what's under you.
Yeah, but that clear thing would make it worse for me. I would rather not know than actually see it, right?
I mean, either way, I don't need water in my life unless it's a show.
Garrick and Bert were out there. They had a clear boat.
Did you watch the one today?
No, I haven't watched it. Did you?
Ooh, I did.
Ah!
I
tell me
the Garrick. There's only one Garrick and Bert section, but it is they make it count. It's
like God, a 5-minute scene,
and they get every Danielle facial expression. Oh, every expression of hers is heartbreaking, and everything he says is douchey. They're on their 13th anniversary date, and he's like, before we start, let's take a little video for Roberta. No. And he's like, hey, Roberta, no. Love you.
No.
And then he like takes some time to like message her, and he's like, and she's just sitting there like trying so hard to smile. Like, my face hurts watching her try.
Because everyone has been in that spot where you're pissed, but you're like, we're out on our anniversary thing. I don't want to start fighting here because then we're fighting on our anniversary.
And there's cameras here.
Right. So then.
Just wait till you see it. Wait till you see it. You're going to be enraged.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that. Which, by the way, we recap that on Love to Hate TV, just in case any new followers are still listening or following.
Yeah, no, we're not really great at the promotion of all our other stuff, but yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Right.
I would like to.
Okay, so are we done? We're done with Brianna, right? And we almost meet her guy, or we meet her guy Javi. Who cares? I mean,
yeah, he has a
whatever.
Tattoo. He's a tattoo artist. They're engaged now.
Oh, good for her. I hope it lasts. Like, I really, I know that sounded snarky. No, I just realized that sounded really snarky coming out. Like, I really do.
No, I saw your face. Your face did look genuine, but your voice did not match.
Didn't match.
You're like, yeah, I hope it lasts.
No, I really do hope it lasts. But it's just we haven't gotten to know
him.
So it's like, great. Okay, we don't know him, but sure.
Oh, you know what I want to say is Stella is so...
Thank you.
She was already cute when she couldn't talk, but like, and I, you know, I think kids are cuter when they can't talk, but she's one that I'm like, please keep talking.
She's a mini Britney. Mini Britney and so fucking cute.
So beautiful.
And she's like, I love my dad. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh.
She calls him Lewis also. She refers to him as Lewis. Yeah. Brianna's like, do you know where we're going? She's like, bouncy house. And Brianna's like, with who? And she's like, Lewis. She's like, he's so busy.
Oh my God, I love her so much. I love her kids.
Yeah, she's a great mom. She's a great mom. Oh. They shouldn't curse or talk about their dads in front of them like that, but whatever.
It is what it is. All right. I know you've been dying to talk about Barr and Ashley, right? on the edge of your seat about his...
That I have to watch this. And what are you going to talk about Shen, but then not give me the pleasure of seeing her on my screen before my eyes in her white jeans? I don't get to see Shen in her white jeans at her size zero.
Right. Well, we get to see an awful lot of bar in his buck teeth and whatever it says on his eyebrows. What did he put on his face?
I think it's like friends who maybe have passed or something. It's like, but he's getting them removed. And I thought that their scenes were actually kind of refreshing.
Actually, I think they're getting a good edit.
They are. Well, I mean, they start off with a fucking engagement. So yeah. They're more entertaining when they're fighting. I don't really like them fighting with each other. I like it when Shen's there and they're fighting just with other people.
I just don't care about them at all.
They have a cute relationship. I thought it was cute. Fine. The GED thing. I thought she handled it really well when Shen fucking... obviously, intentionally ruined the surprise. We're here to celebrate a birthday party!
Hey.
Not with you, bitch!
Been there, done that. This exact same scenario.
Like, me and Joni wouldn't have handled it this
exact
way.
Same scenario, except it wasn't for Dave's GED. I find it interesting that you haven't realized that Barr and Chelsea have the exact same storyline. That it's been 5 years, and he's still working on that GED.
Yeah, and he got it done. Mm-hmm. He did get it done.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool. We got to see that storyline wrap up in 2 episodes. Chelsea was on for, 5 years before we got that closed up, wrapped up with a bow? Jesus.
With a bow. Yeah, no, we just had it in 1 episode. I kept seeing online, everyone was getting a screenshot. I don't even know what scene it was in. Honestly, I listened to the whole first episode while I was at the grocery store. I listened to it.
Great.
And I got the gist.
I don't have to do that.
But it was like a screenshot of Ashley like sitting and there's like a to-do board, like a dry erase to-do board behind her. And it says, eat my pussy and ass.
No.
And then somebody like called her out for it. And she was like, well, it's a to-do thing every day.
Oh my God.
It's a daily to-do. And I was like, at least way to own it. Also, I don't want you eating my pussy and ass every day.
Not with those teeth. I feel like that would hurt. They get in the way.
I think they have amazing sex.
Well, they must. I don't know. God. Ew. I don't want to think about him. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Hold on. What's up?
I was incredulous. I was like, I was cooking during this, and I wasn't watching. But like when that happened, I had to like put down my cooking stuff, and I like walked over to the phone, and I like rewinded it. I was like, what's happening?
I mean, she's doing,
like, who's saying that?
The Super Bowl, whatever, 1994,
Budweiser?
That's what she's doing, right?
Yeah, but she's also saying it wrong, because she's going, like, what's up? She's putting a T in it, like, what's up?
But that is what she was trying to do. This isn't some new thing that happened.
Yeah, she was teaching the girls.
Oh, my God.
Unless that's coming back into the lexicon.
That's what I mean. Like, was it on something? Is it, like, some new Kanye
maybe it's
lyric?
Coming back. Is Waza coming back? I'll look it up.
Is Hula, not the mama. Is that coming back? Who let the dogs out? Who?
Doesn't look like it. Waza, no.
Hey.
No.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Wait, there's a What's Up Again Budweiser Canada 2020 Super Bowl.
Leah's watching the 2020 Super Bowl. I don't think so.
I watched basketball last night.
That's true.
Maybe there's a guy on that team that she finds sexy.
All right. Well, yeah, she's was upping. Oh no, you didn't actually get to see the arm up, circle, massage
no,
the
I
breast.
Watched that. I watched a bunch of it like while I was like waiting in line at like the deli and then waiting in line at the for the till.
All right. Well, I have to kind of, I guess, eat crow because I thought her arc for the season, her platform speech was going to be almost breast cancer awareness.
Right.
But it seems like now she's on the almost COVID, someone I know had COVID arc.
Oh, she wants COVID. Oh, well, first let's wrap up her breast. Okay. the amount of times she says my breast tumor.
My breast.
I'm like, rot you breast. Seem excited about the
she
breast
loves
tumor.
It.
I'm so, like,
she.
It's awful that that happened. Of course,
she was
but you seem excited.
I'm guaranteed she was thrilled when the doctor called or the nurse said there is a benign tumor in your right breast. She leapt for that phone to call MTV so quickly. She is so excited about it. Mama got health insurance, y'all.
High five. And then Ellie's like, can we go play now?
Yeah, good
or Addie
for
says
you,
that or whatever
Mom.
The shitty one is.
It's about time, yeah. Considering you've been making how much every year and you have children who, sure, they're under their dad's insurance, but also
she
maybe you should take
care of
yourself.
Is she not paying taxes? Because you get charged on your taxes if you don't have, for every month you don't have health insurance. I found her a little bit relatable in this scene when the girls run off and Patrick or whatever asks her, like, so you've been without... since Jeremy, and she goes, she kind of like cutely, like, or just like kind of shamefully, like bashfully says, like, yeah, it's been like 5 years, which is very much an Amanda thing to do, where you just like,
right, but you don't have three kids that you know that you have to be around and take care of, and also her kid, at least one of them, has some major medical stuff. Like, you're dealing with that stuff all the time, insurance. You know what things cost if you didn't have insurance, and then your portion Actually, I mean, who am I kidding? Obviously, Corey and Miranda take care of everything. I don't even know why I'm saying that.
Of course.
Okay, so in the latest couple episodes, Leah, with her totally normal right breast that has a benign tumor that is harmless, that the doctors are like, you could take it out, you could leave it. We'll keep an eye on it. Like they do with, you know, like when you have a uterus, they're like, it's all good right now. We'll keep an eye on it. Because every year you come back for your yearly exam or whatever.
Also, do you believe that she was just scratching her chest and found it? Like, I would never find. What were you doing?
And her story about it was so specific and particular in so many details. Like when people lie, they tell when. She's like, we were singing a song in the car. Like the girls were in the back seat and we were singing a song. And I was just like scratching because I thought there was the bug there. And then like the sun came in my eye and I was like, oh my God, I see a lump and I feel a lump. And then I was like, girls is, don't worry. I think I just felt something, but don't worry. I'll tell you about it later.
And they're like, we're not worried. You didn't even have to mention anything. Yeah.
And if she were,
none of that happened.
If she were really smart, if she were really a graduate from the School of Excellence,
School of
she
Excellence.
Would have just said, I was doing a self-breast exam in the shower like I do every month, and I found something. But she's just so stupid. But she goes to drop off the girls to Corey, and she's like, hi, Corey, come on down, girls.
Oh, this is
come
so
on
funny.
Down from the 5 feet high car. Can none of them get a vehicle lower down to the ground for Allie, by the way?
No, they need to have their SUVs.
Yeah, she's like, come on now. So, Corey, my right breast. You know about my right breast, right? So I'll keep you informed about my right breast. And he's like, yeah, you find out, you tell me.
He's like, yeah, I think you'll be fine. Just whatever. He was like,
I am married. I don't want to be talking about your breast on camera in front of the world because, again, I am married. I don't need to know. About your totally normal right breast that has been cleared and everything's fine.
And earlier when she was talking to the girls, she's like, just anytime you see her walking them over toward a picnic table, you know, here comes the talk. And like the girl, like Allie's at least like polite, but like Aaliyah's like, yes, we know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her eyes could not be more.
She never is actually like sitting at the picnic table, there's always one leg that's on the other side of the bench, like halfway ready to just bolt off and go.
Yeah, she's 1 foot out the door for sure.
We're keeping this brief. And you know Corey and Miranda say the same thing, like, oh God, she's going to be talking about this nothing tumor for the rest of the next three seasons. Here we go. She loves it. They have her number.
Also, I don't like that she keeps calling it a tumor.
Well,
give it another
is.
Name than
it's
tumor.
It's a benign tumor, but... She wants people.
Name. My lump. Call it a lump. A lump.
My lump. Right.
My lumps.
My lump.
My lovely lady lumps.
Oh, it's that's what it is. She wants to insinuate it is something more than it is.
Because she wants people to be like, oh my God.
Right.
Are you okay?
But
no, it's banana.
No time for that, y'all. Because hold on. Let me put on my beanie in the middle of the summer or in the. Like, August, September? She got a call from the school that there was a COVID case. There was an outbreak. So I called the tumor office because it's in a hospital. And I said, I can't come for my follow-up appointment because I know someone who knows someone who had COVID. And if I go to a hospital where my tumor office is, I could spread it. Like, yeah, we know that's where imaging facilities are, that they're in a hospital, Leah. You're not that special. Relax.
I honestly think that she called the hospital and says, well, you know, COVID-19 spreads Absolutely. Through the airs, is y'all.
Absolutely.
So if I go there, I might spread it to y'all.
She couldn't wait to call that office and be like, my name's Leah. I have to cancel my appointment because my girls are in person school and there has been a diagnosis of, you know, they're probably like, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
What
would you like to reschedule for? Just call when you want us to reschedule. She fucking. Also, I think that she was really happy that she didn't have to go for that. I just don't think she likes going to the hospital.
She's already filmed about it. What does she need now? She already told us. She's fine.
It's bonanzas.
Yeah. This is a direct quote. This pandemic has been really hard on our family. I had to pull them out of their activities for the first time ever. Oh, it's been... this pandemic has been really hard on your family. You mean when your kids went to school and you had to pull them out in quarantine like everyone else? And they did virtual schooling like every other kid. How has it been so hard on you?
You still kept sending two of them back and forth every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you did. She's like, I'm doing everything I can. Is no,
because
you gotta
keep Allie safe. And like, also, people. She realizes people have actually died from this. People have gotten it, and been in the hospital, or people close to them have died. But it's about her. She had to pull her girls out of cheerleading. She's never had to do that, y'all. And then when a little Aaliyah Grace is in her room and Leah just shows up at the door. Oh, hold on. She now has...
Hey, girl. Hey.
She now has my mom. Brown hair because she's like, serious, yeah. Leah. She's not blonde anymore because now she had almost cancer.
She's tumor Leah.
Exactly.
She's tumor Leah.
She's tumor Leah and she knows someone who
From
had
blazer
COVID.
Blazer Leah to tumor Leah.
So now she has brown hair and like a matte berry brown lipstick.
Is she wearing a blazer? I picture her in like a big knitted sweater.
Oh, it's a knitted sweater and then beanies because like she's so cold. Because when it's COVID, it's like chilly season when it's
when you know someone with COVID, you have all the symptoms.
Obviously,
too.
You have to be inside and sip tea from a mug while you're talking to your producer.
Before we even get to that. Did you notice she walks in and goes, hey, girl, hey. And Allie goes, hi, mom. Like, Leah wanted her to go, hey, girl. And Leah's
What's
like,
up?
Yeah. Leah's like, Allie's like, you have run that hey, girl, hey into the. That was, they were doing that back when she was dating fucking Dirty John.
Oh, my God.
They were doing hey, girl, hey back then.
Was this the scene? Hold on. Let me think really hard. What would Leah have been talking about with Aaliyah Grace? Schools is virtual learnings.
How are you feelings is?
Oh, about a virtual learning or schools is. It is every fucking conversation. Leah's like, or whatever her name, Aaliyah Grace. He's like, yeah, I mean,
they're all named Leah.
I guess it stinks. Like, I mean, sucks, I don't know. But... And then Leah's like, I just want you to know, you don't need to stress about it out. There's nothing to stress about. You were just giving us your little diary cam. Like, I mean, I'm just so worried about Allie getting it. And we're staying so safe. And we're quarantining. Okay, well, if she really is stressed when she's not, she's obviously getting it from you pretending to be stressed.
Exactly. And then Gracie goes, well, you know, I mean, it's okay. I don't mind because, you know, I just, as long as I don't get Allie sick. And Leah was...
Oh.
Mom of the year. Uh-huh. Did you guys hear that? Did you catch that? Do you want her to repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want another angle of her saying that?
She went into her room and she put on a little bit more dusty brown blush on. Because, you know, it's fall,
y'all. She's
really
blushing it up. Do people wear blush anymore? I thought that was like a pure 80s thing.
Oh, no, there's blush for sure.
I guess I just never wear it because my cheeks are always red.
Yeah, mine too. See, I don't have anything on and it looks like... I just got smacked upside the head.
I'm pitch black right now.
Okay, so, but Jeremy tested positive, Addie's dad, and here is...
She's so excited.
Totally forgot about the tumor, by the way.
Yes!
Her right breast is...
Tumor gone.
That's last year. Blazer Leah,
gone.
Well,
I think when you know someone with COVID, the COVID is so strong that it'll actually take away the tumor.
In fact...
That's how COVID works,
In fact, and I quote... You can get COVID from anywhere. Gas stations, grocery stores, my kid's dad.
She's saying that to Patrick, and he's like, I know.
Yeah.
How exhausting
that's
must have been, Patrick.
That's why I'm on this side of the computer, you dumbass.
Wearing a mask. Yeah, Jesus.
You can get it from the grocery store, the gas station, or my kid's dad. Like, that was supposed to hit us deep. Like, yeah. Whoa. So, like, anyone can get it, y'all.
Can I just bring up something that's going to make your skin crawl in a second? You ready?
What? Is there a spider bite?
Just prepare for it.
What?
No. This is just okay. Something that I foresee happening within the rest of the season because we're in the timeline. Soon, they're going to start getting the vaccine. There's going to be vaccine, Leah. We're going to get vaccine.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We're gonna have to watch her get the vaccine.
Okay,
my arm hurts, as y'all, but it's okay because that's the medicine seeping through my body, healing me, giving the vaccine.
And yeah. I'm doing it for you, girlses, because if I'm safe, I make you safe, girlses. And not only that, but Amanda, you know this is gonna be. I need to talk with Corey and Jeremy about the girls getting vaccines because now that they're turning 12, that's going to be a whole thing.
They're going to be like, yeah, fucking do it.
Yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. Ooh, you know what I just thought of too?
What?
The girls are going to be turning 12. And when they turn 12, they can get the HPV vaccine.
It's a fucking gold mine for Leah this season. Whoa!
Vaccine Leah is gonna be in.
She's gonna have like textbooks piled up like on her, like around her on tables, just in the background, like HPV to benign tumors.
I mean, remember
cancer, just all the things she's studying.
Narcan.
Narcan.
What? Where? What is that? That's old news. That's gone.
Did you see that meme that somebody posted on our group that was like a picture of this guy sleeping in his car and he has this like piece of paper on his chest saying, I'm just sleeping, do not Narcan me. And somebody wrote like, who does this remind you?
Oh my God.
Because you know Leah would break the window.
She can't wait. Although you know what? Let's just be real. That's not even in her car anymore. She doesn't carry that anymore ever.
That was last season.
Please. That went to Goodwill along with the rest of her blazers. No
yeah,
way.
That bag is at a Goodwill somewhere in Virginia.
God.
I also feel like Leah's going to be like, Corey, I'm thinking about getting the girls this vaccine. And Corey's going to be like, we already got them done last week. Because I'm a good parent.
Or it's going to be like, I was thinking about getting the vaccine. Are you getting the vaccine? I don't know if I should ask them if they're getting the vaccine or not. Right? Because it's going to be like, well, I got it, but I don't know if it's safe for the girls to go over there because they did or didn't get it.
Oh, God.
And then,
yeah,
oh, no,
ready? Season's coming.
What if she got, get ready, what if she got the Johnson & Johnson?
I almost got the Johnson & Johnson, and then they switched into Moderna.
I mean,
I was 2 days away
from
it.
She might have a pre-existing condition, y'all, from her benign tumor. Paired with the J&J vaccine. Oh.
Oh, how funny would that be? No, the Johnson & Johnson girls is. That's not as good of a vaccine. People were getting some complications, y'all.
Thankfully, I got Pfizer. The Pfizer one.
Moderna.
I was really hoping for the Moderna. Oh my God.
Actually, the Moderna sucks. I was so fucking sick after that.
Yeah. Well,
you just had a bruise. You just had
no,
a bruise.
No, I felt like shit for a day, but that was it. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, and then we could see her go through it. If she has any symptoms.
Well, I mean, the amount of hoodies and like caps.
The 2 week countdown between vaccines and then like the 2 or 3 weeks. After until she's fully vaccinated, y'all. And
we're gonna learn all about it.
She's gonna have to buy some more little wool beanies for sure. The amount of beanies in this episode, immediately after, as soon as she learned Jeremy had COVID, it was like boom, sweaters, the hats,
beanie.
She had her her hands wrapped around a little hot cup of cocoa when she's talking to the producer. And then that fucking bowl of rigatoni.
She's like, hi.
That rigatoni.
Well, wait, hang on. So there was the first scene. There was the one episode where she's like, Jeremy has COVID. Mm-hmm. And even though we've had three entire negative things in the past day, I'm still taking precautions as y'all. And then the producer's like, okay, Leah, feel better. And she's like, okay, I will. So then the next episode, she's like, cough, cough.
Oh my God.
Cough, cough. I'm just not feeling good, y'all. Even though I had a negative COVID test, Jeremy does have COVID. So now I have COVID.
So Corey's going to take the girls for a couple more days. And she calls him up and she's like, so I know co-parenting and all. And just waiting a couple more days. I hope we get some more negative COVID results. And he's like,
you got to add some fake coughs in there.
He's like, okay, that sounds good. I'll just tell them they're going to sleep over a couple more nights. Okay. Yep, nothing more you can do. Okay. Like, he could not wait to hang up that phone, and she keeps trying to drag it out.
Yeah.
As she's looking at herself. Dude, that makeup mirror next to her bed, that has got to raise the temperature in her room, like, 35 degrees. The voltage and the amount of lights coming off of that thing. Good God.
It's like three ring lamps.
What else was I gonna say? Oh shoot, I was just thinking of something. Oh, for the rigatoni.
The rigatoni.
I don't think I could ever eat it.
Absolutely,
it
is rigatoni. Ew, that picture you took. God, you get the worst screenshot. Like, the best screenshot.
It was the only second she was on. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't know. I posted it everywhere because it's so funny. Because the only thing you see,
and somebody wrote, I think this is just like red cabbage soup, but no. Like, there are rigatoni
Zoom
noodles.
In, and it's undercooked rigatoni noodles. It looks like they were undercooked and they had hardened up a little bit. You know where it's like that weird translucent yellow kind
of. Yeah, ugh. Of course.
And she
of course
has
I know
in,
because I can never wait long enough.
It's in like a. I'm looking at the picture now. It's in like a soup mug. It's not a bowl. It's definitely like a muggy, like a
like a little muggy one, yeah.
And it's rigatoni, not enough sauce, and she's eating it with a tablespoon and slurped. Like, it's not chili, Leah. That's not soup. And you don't slurp a rigatoni.
That's not even the most baffling part to me. The most baffling part to me is that she's doing it just like into the camera.
Yeah.
Why is your camera on while you're doing this?
I think because this
why did you record this?
This is the only hot food they eat because she doesn't even cook hot dogs, remember?
But why is she recording this?
Because she thinks it's like, home cooking, so cozy because COVID.
Oh,
and
my God.
I guarantee that's what it is. To her, she thinks people are watching it being like, ooh, she must have cooked up a home-cooked chicken soup with like the bones and everything in there. That's what she thinks. This is her version of like, COVID food, comfort food.
And also in the first one, when she's like, when she still has the beanie on, she's wearing like the brightest,
bright pink
lipstick.
Oh God.
No, it's like bright. It's like almost fuchsia.
And it matches lipstick. Her nails. Hold on. I'm zooming in. Her mug says lazy days.
Lazy days, lazy life.
Lazy days, because COVID, y'all. She's got to be, I mean.
She definitely picked that out. She was like, which mug?
Oh. Well, and she's holding it, like, with the writing facing out. So it's like,
Of course.
Cozy days. Okay, I got to zoom in on the rigatoni one more time, because I can't get over this. Fucking rigatoni!
It's absolutely, no, I looked at it.
Rigatoni, so and she picked out that wine red color hat just to match the marinara. Yeah, that is not a soup. That's rigatoni with like a chunky Prego sauce.
No, 100%.
Dried fucking, okay, I'm not going to say rigatoni anymore.
Can I say that nothing tickles me more than how much Leah irritates you?
Oh, just like, gosh, she's
not
the
even
worst.
Irritates, just like the effect Leah has on you. Nothing tickles me more than that, honestly.
Because it's
I can't stop listening to it.
Because it's
also I can't.
It's the fact that she doesn't realize how transparent and how easy it is to like read how fake she is. She has no idea. She thinks she's pulling it over on everyone, and it kills
me. At least we have a take on Leah for the past couple seasons to keep us going. Otherwise, it would be so boring. And It's just amazing. Also, I wonder if there's like a tally anyway. Like, I wonder like what the diagram, like the chart, what's that called? Like the chart where it like goes up and down?
Flow
like
chart?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I wonder if, what that would look like to see like how steadily in every episode we add more y'alls and zizzes on the end of words. Because she doesn't actually really say that. But it just makes it so perfectly Leah.
Yeah.
Like, you know exactly who we're talking about when we add those.
Jeanette,
you had a y'all or a zizzes.
Geneticist y'all.
Muscular dystrophy. Yeah. Ziz.
Excuse me, Mr. Calvert. This is Leah Messer from the School of Excellence. Just kidding, it's me. Just kidding. Oh my god. Hope you guys know what we're referring to, because that was seriously one of the best, just the best 20 seconds of television ever.
And you know Jeremy's on the other end doing an asm, like, oh my god.
And even Addie's like, oh, he knows it's you.
Yeah. She's like, that wasn't your best work, Mom. Anything else to talk all right about?
No, I have not watched the Friends reunion, but I'm going to get on that. I know. Oh,
and then you need to watch Plan B. Everyone, yes, this is everyone's assignment. Assignment for next week, everyone. Everyone watch the movie Plan B on Hulu. Okay. I don't watch movies. My attention span is nothing. I sat and I watched this bitch. Okay. I watched the shit out of that bitch. That thing is solid from start to finish. You know how much I love Superbad. It's better than Superbad. It's okay. Better than Booksmart. It is solid, and the acting is so good. It's like a buddy comedy, but it's... And it's funny. It's about a girl needing the Plan B pill, and the stakes are, get escalated, but not to the point of, well, it does. It gets pretty crazy, but it's awesome. You're going to love it. It's an easy watch. It's like 90 minutes, in and out.
All right.
You'll love it. Everyone go watch it. It's 100% on, like, Rotten Tomatoes or whatever.
And the Masked Singer. I just did, like, a Leah. Masked Singer, y'all.
Thingamajigger, y'all. Thingamajig Rainbow.
Oh, my God. How would Leah say thingamajigger?
I think actually thingamajig is probably one of her most like commonly used words. I think she can say thingamajig pretty well.
Thingamajig jigs.
There's also a character named Whatchamacallit, and you'll
I love a Whatchamacallit, actually. Have you ever had a Whatchamacallit candy bar?
Oh, that's a candy bar.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's right. You don't... She doesn't like sweets, y'all.
You know what I ordered the other day? I ordered Rita's Ice.
I've heard of it, yes.
It's like weird. It's like a slushy. Well, because I listened to a Doughboys episode about it, but the slushy has like real fruit in it. So I got black cherry slushy with custard on top, and then you mix it together, and then you eat it. It's like really good. And then I had freezing cold diarrhea right after.
Wait, hold on a second. You have a local Rita's?
I know there's a Rita's next to me.
Oh, okay. Wait, there's a Rita's next to you now?
Yeah.
Wow, like lucky. Isn't that a Pennsylvania thing, or is that a New York
thing?
Yeah,
I don't know why we have... they must have, like, expanded out.
You know why I know that?
Why?
From... No. From a show called Parking Wars that used to be on a couple different channels, but it's
Brad
on A&E now.
Oh, used to watch the shit out of Parking
Wars. Yes! I love that show.
Corridors we used to watch, too.
Oh, I don't watch that, but Parking Wars, actually, Charlie and I watch it in the morning before school.
I think they're all fake, actually.
No!
Storage Wars is definitely fake.
Oh, Storage Wars is, not Parking Wars.
It's like set up.
Not Garfield. I love Garfield.
What?
Okay, never mind.
Garfield?
Okay. That was one of the guys that
worked. Do you want to talk about Doughboys doing Garfield? I listened to that episode yesterday, actually.
Here we go. All right.
All right, guys. We love you. Thanks for joining us today on this Memorial Day.
That's right. God bless America.
And oh, Canada.
That was
I'm gonna
so
cry.
Pretty.
I'm gonna play that as I'm going over the border.
Oh, do it with your dad.
I actually sung it in my car yesterday. I could only get through about like a bar of it without crying.
Oh, I love
so
that.
Excited to go. Oh wait, I need to tell you something
funny. Yeah.
This is so precious. So I have to take my dog and two cats over the border, and I'm like, oh, what's this going to be? This is going to be, they're going to have to quarantine. It's going to be a whole thing. And I just looked it up, and it's like to get over from the U.S. to Canada. It's easy. You just need to have a up-to-date rabies shot. Like, just needs to be up-to-date.
Got it.
Whereas, like, I think in some place, like, going to the U.S., I think it needs to be, like, within 2 weeks or something like
that.
Oh,
wow.
Canada is just, valid. And then it's like, if you don't have it, You're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops. You're going to have to get the rabies vaccine within 2 weeks and fax it over.
Fax.
And then, and pay $35 per pet.
That's intense. I mean, if we were, listen, that's like basically Gitmo. That's outrageous.
If you were doing the opposite way, they would make you like quarantine like there with your pet for 2 weeks, or you'd have to like go find a vet and do it and like get. No, Canada's like a lot of hoops to jump through. You just have to get it on the honor system within 2 weeks.
Oh, trust me, I know. I watched every season that used to be on Netflix of a show called Animal Airport, and I know all about traveling animals, and they do not mess around.
Well, in Canada, they're like, go on in, but you know, just...
Oh, no. They will take your animal for like 2 months, and then you...
Whoa!
Yeah, to like make sure that you have everything done.
Canada, come on in. They're just like, you know, if you can just maybe send it over in the next 2 weeks, that'd be really nice, if you could. That'd be great.
That's because they... That's because they just know their animals aren't going to bother anyone either. Like, the people are good, the animals are good, and if they get hurt, it's going to be free. Free healthcare,
you know,
right?
Just give us $35 an animal. If you don't have it, you know, just give us what you can.
Oh my
God. Honor system. I'm so excited. Oh, get me out of here. God.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. Anyway, we'll track my journey as we go. But everyone, you know, it's a good day. I'm so happy.
Yay. Okay.
This is what it's like to be happy. I love you.
I love you too.
Love all of y'all out there.
What do we have coming up really quickly?
Tomorrow, Seeking Sister Wife.
And yes. And then what else? You assigned.
Well, it doesn't matter the days.
Oh, okay. Seeking Sister Wife, Marriage Boot Camp. I think we have 2 or 3 more episodes before the end of that season. And then we have Who Done It, which was a show that was on ABC in 2013 that I absolutely watched
like
as soon as I saw it. Yes. If you just Google it, you'll know exactly what show it was. And then.
And you're doing that one. And then I'm leading. Naked and Afraid, Macy's fucking episode. It's going to be hilarious. And is that it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
All right.
Really? I thought there was another one. Oh, no, we said it. Okay, sorry.
All right.
It seems like not that much. It's because I'm not doing my other podcast.
Go put your arm up. Circle, circle, circle. Rot breast.
Yeah. It wasn't a great description because just circle, circle, circle doesn't really, like, you're feeling for something. You're feeling for a lump. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll tune in next week to see what Leah teaches us.
Yeah.
What's she going to teach us next week?
Blah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.